Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Well, this Saturday, big-time event coming to Chattanooga, the inaugural Rail and Hops Brewers Festival, and it is a pleasure to be joined by the co-producers of that festival, Stratton Tingle and Monica Kinsey. Before we get going, Jay, we've had Sheldon Grizzle on here with the CFC. The better preppy name, Sheldon Grizzle or Stratton Tingle?
Oh, man. Those are both good. I feel like if either one of them could throw, like, a multiple digit, like, if we had... Sheldon Grizzle the third. Maybe we get into a Stratton Tingle. Are you?
I mean, dude, I'm right here in front of you. You can just say me.
I can say you, but I'm wrestling. Are you like the third or fourth?
No, I'm the first.
Okay,
the one and the only.
All right, hey, he needs a one though. Hey, if it was a football player, he would need Tingle with a one
senior,
beside it.
Senior, right. He would go senior.
All right, well, let's talk about this. This is a curated event with a focus on the artistry of brewing handcrafted beers from brewers that are local and regional. Stratton, Monica, kind of take it away. What was the how was this birthed?
So I think we probably sent you an old press release because this is actually the second year.
It is. Well, then let's take out inaugural.
Yeah.
Because inaugural doesn't work when it's the second annual.
But the good thing about that is that we're here for another year because last year went really, really well. We have this year over 30 breweries signed up, pretty much all the local breweries. Some really exciting stuff coming from a number of those breweries, including a sour that I heard about today from Hutton & Smith that is a Fike yeast sour beer with passion fruit puree. It's going to be pretty wild and pretty amazing. But yes, go ahead.
But they have developed a niche of naming their beers something that is like, my wife is a big fan of the good schist.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You got to make certain you alliterate, right. You announce that one properly. Yeah. What is the name of this one?
I don't know that. Okay. It's got a name. I actually haven't heard the name yet. I think it's so new that I'm not sure.
It is very new. One of their partners with Dynamic Ales, Matt Warren, who's a local sour beer celebrity, has worked with them and partnered on this. And I don't recall the name either. We just kept talking about the flavor profile.
Yeah, we also obviously feature. Local music, Soundcore, which is the charity that this benefits, focuses on helping local musicians and local music industry professionals to build their careers. So along with the 70 plus beers that you'll be able to sample at the Brewers Festival, you will be entertained by four amazing local bands, The Afternooners, Ouida, Courtney Janelle Reed, and Opposite Box. So it's going to be an all-around party. There's going to be obviously some other vendors there and activities and things happening. But it all goes to support local music and support, you know, handcrafted local beer as well.
All right. So it's the second annual inaugural. No. but back to the genesis of how this all got going. What was kind of the birthing behind this?
So I'm a founding board member of Soundcore and have had worked in the music industry for quite a long time. And so I'm still very much driven to support our local musicians and to give them opportunities to perform. And being a founding board member of Soundcore, I thought, why not? What's better than beer and music?
Yeah, so there was an opening last year on the weekend. We decided to do it in the beer community, and it was a big hit, so we're back again.
Let's get some nuts and bolts. Tickets, where, time, give us the details on so folks are going, okay, I'm going to try that sour beer and I want to hear good music and then go accordingly.
So one of the big pluses for our festival compared to a lot of other events is that we have no tokens. So with your ticket comes unlimited tastings. You get a 5-ounce mug that you get to go try as many beers as you want to try.
Now that's a nice deal.
That's right.
Way to hit that off the front because yes, this can be a token heavy town. That sounds like a nice deal.
And I do recommend that you purchase your tickets online at railandhops.com ahead of time because the ticket price goes up at the door. Ticket prices right now, if you buy them online, are $50 plus a service charge from Eventbrite that's, I think, maybe $4 or $3 or something like that. But at the door, it's going to be $65. So I encourage you to go get your tickets now. We will have your name at will call at the door. You will get a mug, and you will be able to just hop right in and start sampling beers.
I like what you did there. The hop. That was
that's
nice.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's at 6. The event starts at 6 p.m. and it's at the Chattanooga Choo Choo Glenn Miller Gardens.
Okay.
So it's going to be nice, a wonderful atmosphere. They've really done some beautiful work. Monica, her husband, and the rest of the crew over there has done some great work on the Choo Choo Gardens. So even though it's going to be hot, we're going to be drinking cool beers, and there's a lot of shade around that area. It's going to be super
And it's
nice.
Not going to be as hot as it is like now.
That's right.
I mean, you've got a better weather this weekend, so you got
Absolutely.
That going.
Absolutely. And we go till 10 p.m.
And I just want to make sure that everyone knows, too, that the Chattanooga Fire Cabaret will also be there at Rel and Hops performing as well.
That's right. Yeah, so they're going to bring some fire. They're going to bring some heat as well.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's right.
I mean, Mr. Tingle, he's bringing the hammer on the puns today, isn't
that's
he?
Right.
It must be something in the chair, David. He's sitting where I normally sit, so he must feel obligated.
But all this right. is a good weekend, though. It's yes. the one before Labor Day. There's still a lot of excitement. It still feels like summer, but you're also getting into the excitement of fall. I like the weekend that y'all picked, and I guess that was intentional.
Absolutely.
It was. Actually, last year when we were first diving into this idea, we were approached by several distributors and breweries in regards to the Southern Brewers Festival that used to be on this weekend. Once they decided to no longer hold that event, they asked us to take this date over.
Yeah, and it's been great. Last year was phenomenal. We had some amazing local bands. Danimal Planet played, or maybe it was Cold Planet. I don't remember exactly what crew it was, but a great time. So, yeah, back for year two and couldn't be more happy about it.
All right, and you talked about, and you were a founding member of Soundcore. What is something like this? What does it mean for y'all's operation and some of the things that y'all like to try to accomplish, as David said, in the second annual inaugural Rail and Hops?
We don't really care what you call it as long as you come and drink some beer.
Amen.
And have fun and
Amen.
Enjoy the music. So you can be the inaugural every year. It means a lot because it provides funding for our programs. We do a lot of programming and professional development for our local musicians because we want to give them the tools to be successful. We want to retain them in our town. We want to sustain them. And we want to make sure that they have the professional developed to know what to expect when they're out touring and they represent Chattanooga well. And so it means a lot because we have Pitch Sifter, which is a local music subscription that you can do. We have Take Note workshops that we have a professional development for our artists. And then also we do Sidewalk Stages, which is our busking program throughout the city.
Yeah, and you know, as a nonprofit organization, we're funded by grants, individual donations, corporate sponsorships, and earned income. And really, events like Rail and Hops Brewers Festival are the primary way that we're able to do what we do to help local musicians build their careers here in Chattanooga.
The voices you hear are co-producer Stratton Tingle and Monica Kinsey with the Rail and Hops second annual Brewers Festival this weekend, this Saturday at the Glenn Miller Gardens at the Choo Choo. All right, I've got to save this one toward the end. You're driving around listening to you guys right now, and they're like, okay, I've never done this tasting thing before. What is the best advice do you have for people that are walking into a tasting type thing? How do you go about pacing yourself so you don't wind up like Jay, you know, in a gutter?
Well, that's only on Fridays, David. It's only on Fridays.
I recommend drinking water while you're out there, and we have Purity Water that's providing purified water for
whoa,
all of
whoa,
our attendees.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This ain't the Rail Hops and Agua Festival, pal.
I mean,
come on now.
It can all be right. helpful.
Well, and that's good advice. It's always good advice to drink as much water as possible. All right, and I know this is a terrible radio question, but our man Mr. Tingle here, Mr. Tingle the Senior, he has got a rocking set of dreadlocks. And I got to ask you, one, are they the best dreads in Chattanooga? Two, last time you had those things cut, because they're down to your upper thigh as we sit here.
They're past the belt line.
And three, who is your dreadlocks hero?
Oh, wow. First of all, dreadlocks are not a competitive thing for me, so best okay. in town doesn't really matter. Although I did outlast E. Foster. I just want to put that on the record.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So little shots fired there. My hero? So the reason, like one of the very first reasons I got them was I was 15 and I was getting my driver's permit, and there was a guy in town who turned out to be I ended up finding that he was in a punk band named Blue Boy that was like regionally touring and stuff, and he had some long dreads. I'm from Louisiana. I'd never seen a white guy with dreads. And I was like, what is that hairstyle? And kind of went from there, and I've been growing them for 17 years. They've just been hanging out ever since. Haven't cut my hair in 18 years.
I mean, do you like trim the edge? Do you trim the edges or nothing?
Nope. He did just get them tightened by a local tightened. Musician.
He went to the Walmart, and they did it back there in the lube shop.
All right, you've got to have the... I would say best story, but could also be most painful story. You see in football games sometimes the players that have the dreadlocks out of the back of their helmet occasionally get pulled by them, which can't feel good. Yeah. Do you have a painful story over the 18 years to share?
Well, the very first 2 weeks I had them, I was actually living in Africa when I got these done, and I was working in Sudan, and it was super hot. I was doing construction, super dirty, sweaty, dusty, and very primitive style of living in Sudan at the time, 2002. And I was extremely uncomfortable, and my hair was like full of beeswax, and it was like disgusting and attracting all the dirt. And so I was like, I'm done with these things. This is gross. And literally could not find scissors or a knife sharp enough to actually cut my hair off. So I ended up sticking with them. Since then, it's been pretty painless for the most part.
Well, I grew up in Atlanta, so I giggle when Chattanooga people talk about traffic. It makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine that if you spent some time working construction in the Sudan, when people talk about it being hot in Hickson, you go, hey, brother, let me tell you a story.
Seriously, it was wild. It was wild.
All right, just some last-minute nuts and bolts again. How people that are listening, how do you go about the Rail and Hops Brewers Festival? What do you need to do?
Go to railandhops.com, purchase your tickets, and then show up at 6 p.m. at the Chattanooga Choo Choo on Saturday, ready to have a good time with a great attitude. Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. Stratton Tingle, Monica Kinsey, the co-producers of the Rail and Hops, the second annual, as we have discovered. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that, and best of luck. I know you're going to have a monster Saturday night at the Choo Choo.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.